Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Mask and vaccine mandates, along with lockdowns, are coming back, along with the questions that we all struggle with. What is a Christian to do? How does a patriot respond to these illegal mask mandates and vaccine mandates? And everybody knows they're illegal. They get away with it by coming up with some emergency to excuse it. What is the agenda with these vaccines anyway? Is it really only about Big Pharma wanting more money? I mean, love of money is the root of all evil. We know that it is at the root, but is that all that's going on here? You see, there appears to be a strange thing developing, working together with the 5G towers at a connection between those things and the graphene oxide that's being put into these people's body who are running out there to get these vaccines and then building up with boosters and so on. There are some indications that are very troubling, that at least potentially this creates a kind of kill switch that can be triggered even through your cell phone. And this is really a problem. I've been watching this for a while. I haven't jumped on it because, you know, it does seem to be a little out there. But now the evidence indicates, let me put it to you this way. It is certain right now that technology is there, and we've already seen what these wicked people will do. So it does make one wonder, and we should be looking into this. Let's talk about the inability of the right to execute wrath on criminals as juxtaposed to the willingness of the wicked to use power when they get it to aggressively oppress the innocent. Why can't the right do what's right with the power they have against what's wrong? Why do they always just, you know, gripe and complain and throw a bunch of dust up in the air like Shimei, but they never really do anything? Anyway, what's with the attack on one of Russia's submarine dry docks in Sevastopol by Ukraine? And we are told using British-provided Storm Shadow Cruise missiles. And even more disturbing, it appears the attack was coordinated with U.S. and NATO deployment of warships on Russia's Black Sea coast. Developments in the Ukraine-Russia drama apparently are escalating toward world war. The Lighthouse Interposition Project, LIP, will be launched soon. If I have time, I'll tell you a little bit about what's coming from the Lighthouse, and you'll want to participate, I'm sure. Okay, my friends, it is time for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Mask and vaccine mandates, along with the lockdowns, are all coming back. Along with those questions, those nagging questions, what do we do about this? In 2020, we were pretty much caught off guard. And we weren't prepared to deal with what was like an avalanche of all kinds of stuff coming at us after they announced the China virus. And not too long after that, here come the mask mandates. And then not too long after that, here come the vaccine mandates. Now, you did notice they hit you with the mask mandates first. I've got a timeline for you right here. And then with the vaccine mandates as well. It seems to me that when they saw how many Americans were willing to go along with the mask mandates, it was kind of a test and a proving ground by which they can know how far they could go with the vaccine mandates. I don't have direct evidence of that, but it sure looks that way. It looks like they're using the mask mandate as a way to prepare us to be okay with the more serious concern, the vaccines, and accepting those mandates. It appears California's Governor Newsom led the way and was the first governor to issue a statewide mask mandate, and that was on June 18, 2020. That was a full 7 months before Biden made a federal case out of the whole thing in January of 2021. I guess Newsom wanted to be a leader among the tyrannical American governors. You know, a true Trudeau clone, right? He has that same snobbish air about him, don't you think? A smug, arrogant look. Both of these guys could be true sons of Castro. But the truth is in my new book, Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture. It shows, with proof, that the masks our corrupt American medical establishment recommended, and upon those recommendations, our corrupt political establishment required, they do not protect anyone from contagion or transmission of any viral disease, especially something transmitted by a particle so small as the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Remember, that's what Fauci said to Health Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell. In an email dated February 2020, he explained, the virus particle is so small it passes through the material of the mask. All right? So he used to know that. Somehow he forgot it and started pushing masks on everyone else except for himself, of course. We all saw the pictures. Remember the one where he was standing there with his mask under his chin until he noticed the camera was on him? And then he quickly pulls it up over his lying lips and cocaine-sniffing nose. Okay. Now listen, I don't have any evidence that he uses his nose for cocaine. Or uses cocaine in any way. I don't have any real evidence. He uses his nose for anything other than what we know he uses it for, and that's to stick it into our business, into our personal private medical choices. But have you seen him lately? I don't know this to be true, but he looks like he's been doing some self-medicating. I'm serious. Now look at the interview he gave explaining why the Cochrane Review lately released that concluded there is zero evidence masks did anything to curb the spread or reduce the cases of infection or even mitigate on the seriousness of what cases did arise. And you can see Fauci's crawfishing when he was asked about it right here. I've got the link for you. And I just looked at it again. I want to verify what my memory is correct. I don't know. I'm comparing it to how perky he looked back in 2020. Maybe the weight of all the death he's caused, you know, the tons of lies he has piled on his faltering conscience, adding to the weight all those lives that he is responsible for, refusing to acknowledge the efficacy of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, while simultaneously recommending everyone use his death protocol, the remdesivir takes you to the ventilator, takes you to the tomb. Right, this guy. And then add to all that, strapping these face diapers on our faces, requiring it with mandates so that whatever droplet these masks might catch is held right up against their mouths to suck into their lungs when the droplet finally desiccates or evaporates. I mean, that's a lot of guilt tonnage to carry, even for a guy whose conscience was severely damaged, hugely, back when he was killing people with remdesivir, you know, during the Ebola trials. At least then, Fauci didn't have so much near dictatorial influence over the government medical establishment. So he could not so easily just call a meeting of key medical leaders and pressure them to sign on to a lie in order to hide the truth about his remdesivir back then, like he did with his involvement in funding gain-of-function research that led to the creation of this virus. Yeah, so you've heard about it. I don't need to go into it right now. The evidence is clear. The SARS-CoV-2 virus was lab-created in Wuhan, and that Fauci's got his hands up to it. In fact, Fauci's into this thing up to his stinking neck. You can see some of this evidence presented in my book. But anyway, in February 2020, Fauci held to the almost 100 years consensus of Western science on the question of masks and their ability to protect you from something like a flu virus, which is about the size of this COVID thing. But then he suddenly flipped, and in March or April, he claimed he was following the science and decided everyone must wear a mask. But the rascal never told us what science he found that moved him from masks don't work, as he said in February, because the virus is too small and will pass through the material of the typical mask you buy at a pharmacy. Yep, that's what he said to Sylvia Burwell, Health and Human Services Secretary, all the way, and then move from that position all the way to the opposite side of the question, and then claim there is benefit to wearing any sort of face covering, even a cloth mask. But he never showed us the science that caused this revolutionary change in his thinking. He kept talking about it, but he never pointed us to any scientific paper at all. Of course, that's because there is no science. It doesn't exist that supports masks as a public way of mitigating or curbing a virus. You know, go to our website, santamarialighthouse.org. Click on the Hot Topics menu item there. And follow the drop down to Let My People Breathe. Scroll down the page a little bit. You'll see our newsletters there. And then the one I want you to read right now is When Did Fauci Lie and Why It Matters? Now, here's an article from Epoch Times, probably the most trusted large-based news source out there today, pretty close to impossible, however, to use, even with a paid subscription anymore. I've got to go through like 50 steps just to read an article. I hope somebody out there hears me. Very annoying, anyway. Anyway, here's an article posted August 23rd, 2023. Quote, secret letter to CDC. Epidemiologist suggests agency CDC misrepresented scientific data to support mass narrative. Documents recently obtained from the National Institutes of Health, NIH, suggest public health officials used inaccurate information and misrepresented medical research to advance their policy objective that masks prevent severe COVID-19 and virus transmission, despite opposing scientific evidence received from experts, end quote. In November 2021, it turns out, CDC received a letter from Michael Osterholm, director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, signed by seven colleagues, informing the agency that it was promoting misinformation about masks, using flawed data, and apparently intentionally excluding authentic and reliable data that did not fit their desired outcome. These scientists with a conscience warned that the recommendations by the CDC, quote, actually put an individual at increased risk of becoming infected with SARS-CoV-2, end quote. Now, read chapter 5 of my book, Let My People Breathe, Natural Filtration Versus Masks. You'll see it right there. The takeaway from this whole experience is that we were lied to, folks, and we were lied to on purpose. Now, that we were lied to, there is simply no debate. There's no denying that. Fauci admitted that he lied to us. Now, he claimed it was for the public welfare, right? But he admitted that he lied. He lied for your own good, you know. The science says he lied to your hurt. Those masks don't help, and they do hurt. But whatever his motivations, in his world, you have to just go along with him. Why? Because, well, it was for your own good. And every dictatorship, from Lenin to Stalin to Mao, and Pol Pot, all of them, sold their tyranny with the same line. It's for your own good. They learned it from Hitler. But Fauci never, not once, pointed to any scientific study, still doesn't do it, that proves masks are effective against a virus-borne disease. Not one. I explain why in my book. The only authority he refers to is himself. And he went so far as to claim that to attack or to question him is to attack and question science. Yeah, he actually said that. He virtually said, I am science. It was one of the most surreal moments in the history of congressional testimony, let me tell you. Look, my point is, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Hey, look, folks, if you buy into this again, shame on you. You have no excuse to be fooled again. Listen, at least be informed. If you're going to give your consent to this nonsense at the detriment of our liberties, at least be informed about it. Look, your body was not issued to you by the government. Although I understand that China is leading the way now in creating gene-edited human embryos. I'm not kidding. I got the document right here. They are also monkeying around with animal-human hybrids, literally creating the first human-monkey hybrid. Uh-huh. Now, you have an idea of where those weird creatures described in Revelation might be coming from. Out of China. They are in the East. Read it, Revelation chapter 9. You know, the horses with a lion's head and a serpent for a tail that breathes smoke and brimstone. Maybe they'll imprint a barcode on these children that are created in a lab, indicating their ownership by the CCP. Well, they don't actually have to do that, do they? They already treat their people like branded cattle. Anyway, your body is not government issue. It was issued to you from God. God appointed you the steward responsible for the care of your body and health. Only you will be accountable for what you do in your body, whether it be good or bad. I got the scriptures right here. Your body belongs to God by right of creation. He's the one that made it. And if you're a believer, your body belongs to God additionally by right of purchase. Your body isn't your own. It's a temple of God. It is bought with a price. You're the one responsible for what you do with it. Any believer that abdicates their personal responsibility for the body God issued to them is surrendering what belongs to God to the government. Your right to breathe is not subject to the regulation of any other person on this planet. It is one of the most fundamental of all our rights. I mean, it's up there with the right to life, my friend. And this masking thing also infringes upon our right to liberty and even the pursuit of happiness. The government must show an abundance of justification to infringe upon any of our rights. And there is no justification for their infringement upon our right to breathe. The audacity that they would assume they have the power to regulate our breathing. The argument that is to protect the lives of others is a lie, because the fact is, you wearing a mask is not only not protecting you, it's not protecting anyone else around you, and it's actually hurting you. Again, get my book, Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture. So, what's a patriot to do? Hold on to the break. We'll talk about it when I get back.
Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture is available everywhere books are sold. Right now, you can get a 20% discount by going to booklocker.com. Some of you are very familiar with my bookstore, so you can get to booklocker.com from there. Go to books at dbp.com. Click on the book cover you see featured on the homepage, and when you click on the link to buy the book, you'll be directed to BookLocker, where you can get your 20% discount. Prepare for the next Biden mask mandates. Before you consent, at least be informed. To all Lights On business owners, and there are literally hundreds of you out there, for the sake of your employees and customers, get informed about masks before you go along with the Nazis trying to co-opt your business into participating in government overreach. The book is Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture by medical professional Sarah Green and theologian and pastor Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, your beloved brain masseur. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of church welfare arts, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. There are some things you need to understand about these government mandates. First, everyone, and I do mean everyone, understands these mandates are contrary to, everything we believe about liberty, personal sovereignty, and autonomy. Contrary to every notion we have in this country of what it means to be free. I remember learning something about this fundamental character of the American spirit when, as a new pastor, we needed a Sunday school form for our teachers to report attendance, what offering was collected, and so on. And anyway, I added the word mandate. And honestly, I didn't even think about the nuance of it. I just wanted everybody to know this is an important form. You've got to fill it out. But man, did I get a reaction. Folks, Americans don't like being told they have to do something. Something like this is particularly insulting. It insults our intelligence. It insults our dignity. It causes us to feel like we're slaves, like we're servants to the government. Free people will tend toward cooperation so long as it's about cooperation. When you start mandating it, it immediately becomes suspect that it's about power. It's about control. And rightly so. If it really is a good idea to wear the mask, that will come out. People will see it and they'll go along with it. If they really do work to mitigate the spread of a disease, then people can be trusted to have enough intelligence to figure that out and go along with the recommendation. The reason Americans object to masking is because they know the mask does not work. They know it's nonsense. You're kidding me. You got to wear a mask when you walk through the door of a restaurant and get to wear the mask from there to the table. You sit down at the table, you take the mask off. Nobody is so stupid that they think the virus stops at the edge of their table. It's insulting, it's degrading, it's humiliating, and you are an idiot if you go along with it. And if you're a business owner, I don't know what to think about you. Are you a coward that's more afraid of what the idiots are going to say about it? You don't think for yourself? You don't have any brain? What, the government just tells you to do this and you go along with it? Rather than protect, rather than be genuinely committed to the welfare of your customers that you serve and that keep you in business. What side are you on in this fight for our liberties? Are you going to allow government to co-opt your business and become a fascist? And that's where the government owns and operates its control over the people through the businesses. You going to become one of those? Make you an enforcement arm of the government's wicked, freedom-infringing policies? Like I said earlier, look, if you're going to go that way, at least be informed. Get informed. And not you believe the government? You really do. At this point, you believe CDC? Come on. You believe FDA? Give me a... Really? Clearly, you have not looked into this and paid any attention at all as far as what's going on around you. Get informed before you impose these mask mandates on your employees or on your customers. At least know that what you're doing is because you're a coward and a traitor against the freedoms and liberties of your neighbors. Now, I went along in my first segment. I'm going to have to wrap it up with this last point. Everyone knows mask and vaccine mandates violate our constitutionally protected inalienable rights endowed to us by our Creator. Look, everybody knows that. The way they get away with it is by claiming that there's an emergency. Nothing is more wrongheaded, nothing is more foolish and more ridiculous than giving any man the power to say, well, we're in an emergency, you have no rights today, you got to be kidding me. You trust the people to have the sense to see if there really is an emergency. If there is one, they cooperate. Government never, never, never has the right to take away the liberties that God gave to every one of those he created in his image and his likeness. These guys with this power, they don't even have to prove it to the people that there is an emergency. They can just declare it. They have no one to whom they're accountable for this. That's nonsense. It's insanity. You think you can just give to any single person the power to decide, well, we have an emergency today, and then use that to summarily strip away your freedoms and put you in cages, concentration camps? They just stuck a wristband on those Jews back there in Germany. That's all, just wear a little wristband. Yeah, well, that wristband became Auschwitz death camps and ovens, man, where they burned them. No, we're not going to put up with this nonsense. Now, no person or governor or president has the right to decide that we're in an emergency and then take away your rights. That's exactly what Michelle Grisham did in New Mexico. They had some shootings, one or more that killed some children, a terrible tragedy. And she declares a state emergency and declares that the Second Amendment is gone. How wrongheaded is that, right? These idiots going around shooting each other. Let's make sure everybody's disarmed so that they're all vulnerable to these idiots. Look, all by herself, she denies to the people their constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms. It's so outrageous, it's beyond the pale. No debate, no deliberation among the people, no voice from the people. She just elevates herself to the status of dictator and rules on the basis of an emergency that she contrived in her own mind that she could usurp the Constitution of the United States just because she thinks and she's decided that we're in an emergency. New Mexicans are up in arms, and I mean literally. And she's got a mess on her hands that she ought to have. But that's only because we have the Second Amendment. Now, those countries who don't have that, that's a different story for them. So no one denies mask mandates are an infringement against our liberties. They are excused on the basis of an emergency, and they get to just decide what's an emergency. What does the Bible say? I don't have time to go into it fully right now. I will later. The Bible teaches that governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. But it's also true that governments and other bullies derive their unjust powers from the passive consent of the cowards, of the governed. It operates like a natural law. It's like gravity, man. Throw it up, it comes down. It just happens that way. You yield your rights, and the government gladly takes them and is empowered by that action to take more. It's the old give them an inch thing. Government cannot take away any right that you are not willing to give it. Trudeau at first talked about no one will be forced to take the jab. It was a strong recommendation only. Suddenly he's like a tyrant, a dictator, forcefully demanding everyone take the jab. And then, when it's all over, he has the audacity to claim that he never forced anyone. Yeah, that he never violated the people's right to choose. I'm serious. He said that. I listened to some medical officials in Australia, I think it was Australia, a member of their parliament questioning their Fauci equivalent. And this member of parliament was challenging this guy's claim that they never forced anyone to take the vaccine. She clarified it for them. She said, you made a rule that if they did not take the jab, they would lose their job. So would you like to take that back, what you said about not forcing people to take the jab? Well, he sat there as cool and as collected as you can, as you please, and he said he would not take it back, and that he is confident he never forced anyone to take the jab. Why? That's the way these people think. You see, you had a choice. You could have lost your job. You see, you get my point? Passive consent is consent. Unwilling consent yields to the bullies. Unwillingly going along with what the bully tells you to do puts the bully in control. And if you go along with this, you're empowering the government to take away more and more of your liberties. It stops now. It stops at the mask. Listen, we're in a fight for our rights. Governments get their power from our consent. The only way to definitively refuse consent is to refuse to comply. That's the only way you can do it. You can't go along to get along. You go along and you end up overtaken by a tyrant. You must not comply. I'll be explaining this some more in my pulpit this coming Sunday, so come on by. Lit the lamps at Church Belfry Arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Find the contact button and send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Everyone agrees the word powers in Romans 13 refers to governments. Did you know that the same apostle who told us to submit to the powers in Romans 13 told us to wrestle against powers in Ephesians 6? Check it out. It's the same word, folks. There is a time to obey and a time to resist. In Let My People Breathe, Dr. Jerry Scheidbach explains why we must resist mask and vaccine mandates. Biden's mandates are an overreach of his authority, and we have an obligation to wrestle against these illegal and immoral mandates. This little book of only 140 pages is huge in content, addressing concerns related to masks, of course, but the implications go way beyond the mask debate and touch fundamentally on the limited role of government in our lives and on our responsibilities to it. Let My People Breathe. Unmasking the mask controversy with science and scripture might be the biggest little book you've ever read. Let My People Breathe. Unmasking the mask controversy with science and scripture is available everywhere books are sold. Right now, you can get a 20% discount by going to booklocker.com. Some of you are very familiar with my bookstore, so you can get to booklocker.com from there. Go to books at dbp.com. Click on the book cover you see featured on the homepage, and when you click on the link to buy the book, you'll be directed to Booklocker, where you can get your 20% discount. Medical professional Sarah Green, certified physician assistant, and Dr. Scheidbach teamed up to produce Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture. Sarah verifies the science, and Dr. Scheidbach is a theologian with a reputation for excellent scripture insight and exegesis. The book answers two questions. First, do the masks work? And second, does government have biblical or legal authority to mandate that we wear them? Find out from science and scripture why the answer to both questions is no. Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture, answers two questions. Do they work? Answer, no. The second question, answered by this important book, is what does the Scripture say about mask mandates? You'll get amazing clarity on questions like, what are the limits of human government? And how do we know when to stand our ground against government intrusion into our natural rights? Learn the biblical basis for resisting government intrusion into our medical choices, why our body does not belong to the government, and that God appointed to the individual responsibility for its care. That giving this to the government is literally to put government in the place of God. Don't replace the divine right of kings with the divine right of government. Get this book and get the truth that will make you free.